During this socially distanced holiday weekend, you can check out a couple of new movies without leaving home. Now playing on Netflix, Hillbilly Elegy, based on a book that came out in June of 2016 and was prominent in that year's election, about a young man from Appalachia and his family experiences.
You gotta take care of business, you gotta go to school, you gotta get good grades to even have a chance.
Mom was the best in her class. What's the point?
I'm talking about a chance. You might not make it, but you sure as hell won't if you don't try.
Why do you even care what I do?
I ain't gonna live forever. Who's gonna take care of this family when I'm gone?
Film critic Christian Toto is telling us tonight that Hillbilly Elegy, which is playing at a couple of theaters in Fairfax as well, is getting trashed by other reviewers, but he thought it was pretty good.
You've got all stars all across the board, from director Ron Howard to Glenn Close, Amy Adams. Really big performances here. Certainly the kind of movie that just screams Oscar bait. And for some critics, they are not too happy with that particular screeching sound. The critics have been pretty rough on it. I don't agree. I think it's a good, solid movie. I don't suspect it really lives up to the book itself, which from all accounts was kind of hard to really translate. But I think Howard and company do the best they can. It's a story about a young man who comes from Appalachia. He's climbing the corporate ladder. He's going to Yale, but the family ties still tug on him, and including Bev, played by Amy Adams, who has a drug addiction, has some other issues, and has enough drama in her life that it kind of could bring this particular man, J.D. Vance, back home in the worst of ways. It's a movie that takes a while to kind of get going. It doesn't really have the full-bodied Oscar picture feel to it. I think there's some real flaws here, but it is different. It really is told with a tenderness that I think works well in the material. And for those who read all the Trumpian signs about it, it really avoids the culture wars. And I think that really works out best here, because I think that's a different kind of movie. I think what they focused on are these particular characters and their unique situations, which you just don't see a lot on any kind of screen. So I think from that perspective alone, it's interesting.
Another offering that you don't have to leave home for, it's on Amazon, and it's called Uncle Frank.
Paul Bettany, the star here, is the best reason to see the movie. He plays an urbane man in the late 1960s, early 70s. He's smart, he's interesting. He's educated. He's also a closeted male. And of course, at that time, being gay was really a situation and a struggle for many, many people. So the film really does look into what he went through, his relationship with his niece, who was kind of coming of age, going to college, and just learning about life as well. So I think there are some overlaps between the two films and how they deal with different cultures, things you don't see often, and some of the ignorance that was really baked into South Carolina people in certain situations at certain times. So unfortunately, I felt it's well less successful than Hillbilly Elegy. The movie starts strong, but after a while, it feels like it's really trying to showcase the struggles of a gay man of the era. And I wanted to see these characters. They were interesting. They were funny. They were flawed. And I think the movie gets almost like it has an agenda, as opposed to actually just kind of going with these characters in a more organic way.
Christian Toto of HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He recommends Hillbilly Elegy on Netflix. He was less enthusiastic about Uncle Frank, new on Amazon Prime this weekend.